alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to a third of the world's food? It goes to waste. But here's a dish. You can change that. Step 1. Give your fridge some love. Keep leftovers visible and labeled to prevent them from turning into science experiments. Step 2. Be a meal planning guru. Plan your meal, shop smart, and buy only what you need. Step 3. Don't judge food by its cover. Those slightly bruised apples and wonky carrots are still yummy and perfect for soups, smoothies, and snacks. Step 4. Unleash your inner chef. Get creative with pantry odds and ends. They can turn into culinary masterpieces. So, let's flip the script on food waste. It's your chance to save money, reduce your carbon footprint, and make our planet greener. Remember, one person's scraps can be another's gourmet delight. Chop, dice, and sauté your way to a tastier future. This message has been brought to you by the Green Thumb Chefs at WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington.
Sick beats.
Wicked sick.
Hello. Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's 4:01. You're tuned into WRUV. And I'm DJ Radish. This is Sick Beats. If you heard that, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. It was, you know, we've had a interesting journey getting here today. Sometimes the bus schedule is really not on my side. Sometimes the bus comes 5 minutes early, and then the next bus 5 minutes late, and then you're running to the station, and then, you know, your laptop plays at full volume, and sometimes that happens, and we're just gonna keep moving forward, because that's all you can do. So we have a very special show today, because I've made what I call a radish salad, and basically what that is all of my favorite songs from the last 4 years of being a DJ, and just put into one giant playlist, and I'm really excited. I've played these all before, and that's okay, I don't care. This is my, I think, second to last radio show ever, maybe. Maybe there's more. I don't know. It's one of the last, and I'm getting really emotional about that, so I wanted to do a little highlight reel today, and obviously share some good music with you guys, so that's what we're gonna do. This first song is called Keep Those Teardrops From Falling by Natalie Bergman.
Teardrops.
On the windowsill reflect my state of mind, growing and dying all the time. Against it.
We just heard You Can Be Mean by Indigo D'Souza. Ahead of that, Growing and Dying by The Backseat Lovers. Up second, we heard Angelina by Pine Grove. And the very first track was Keep Those Teardrops From Falling by Natalie Bergman. Thanks so much for tuning in with us today. It's 4:13 now, and I'm really loving the set so far personally. Obviously, they're all my favorite songs, but I just don't get to play so many songs that I'm obsessed with at once usually. I like to spread them out, and this is pretty awesome. Next up is one of my all-time favorite songs ever. This is She Won't Go Away by Faye Webster.
Close enough. Drift upon the sea. For now I'm feeling safe in the morning sun. Finally out of darkness, I found the coast and hid up in the hills with you. For now I'm feeling safe from the coming tide.
Spinning in my head and on my pillow. looking at you through the lights. Circle blinking in the tungsten. Wondering how I seem to you. Forgetting the words I'm singing for you. Am I forgetting that?
We just heard Rings by Pine Grove, one of my favorites from them. Ahead of that, Lost in Place by River Wireless. We also heard Second Nature by Claro and She Won't Go Away by Faye Webster. Lucky for me today, I have a friend in the studio, so I'm not here alone, which is great for me. Say hi, Meg.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
happy Wednesday. Happy DJ Rogers show. Happy to be here.
Yeah. It's a great day to listen to music, as always.
Great to watch DJ Radish's journey from nighttime shifts freshman year at 2 a.m. to having your own show now, so that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. I loved coming at night, though. Mm-hmm. For those who don't know, when DJs are training, you do have to do some shifts in the middle of the night, and we did those as itty-bitty freshmen, and it was pretty awesome, I won't lie. but Meg and I do have an experience to share with you all today. And I don't know if anyone else is going through this. We're all preparing to move out of our apartment pretty soon. And that is awful, just
terrible.
In case you're wondering.
It's terrible.
You know, you have to, like, organize all your stuff, choose who gets what, like, what you're going to sell, what you're going to bring. But something that was really tough for us is that we have to clean.
Yes, an unexpected halt in our move out process. Mm-hmm. Cleaning the fridge. Mm-hmm. Terrible. You've never experienced something so terrible.
We had an odor ruminating through the halls of our house for days.
Yeah, something stinky.
Something stinky.
Something mysterious.
And we checked the fridge so many times. So many times. Could not figure out what it was. So today, Meg and I got on our hands and knees. We took every item out of that fridge, and what we found was disgusting.
Yeah,
like, we're pretty clean people, I would
pretty
say
clean.
But what you find in the depths of your fridge, in the cracks between the shelves, you don't want to know.
It was terrible news. we did our best. We were really brave, and we rewarded ourselves with some good music today.
Yeah. And we did find the culprit of the smell, so
brie
I'm
cheese.
Happy for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, rotten.
For all you brie lovers out there, don't leave it in your fridge too long.
Yeah. So if you're moving out, take this as your sign to get ahead on your fridge cleaning, because it will take longer than you think.
It will.
It took us several hours, and
yeah.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Stay awesome and stay cleanly.
Yes. Cool. Thanks, Meg.
You're welcome.
Thanks for cleaning the fridge with me. We are going to listen to some Dora Jar next. This one is Lagoon, and then next we'll hear Polly.
Like
That last track was Dylan Thomas by Better Oblivion Community Center. If you have not listened to Better Oblivion Community Center, this album is really great. This is really nostalgic for me. It was more of a freshman, sophomore year type of thing. Meg and I were actually just reminiscing about how we did an open mic in the Davis Center and we both sang this song together. So good memories with this one. But my point is Better Oblivion Community Center is a group with Connor Oberst and Phoebe Bridger. So if you haven't listened, definitely check it out. This album is great. Before that, we heard Take Off Your Pants by Indigo D'Souza, one of my favorite songs to listen to in the summer. And we also heard two songs from Dora Jar. There was Polly, and first was Lagoon. It is 4:44 now, so we're starting to really wrap things up here. We have just a couple tracks left. Oh, someone says Meg should talk. Meg, do you want to talk?
Who said that?
I don't know.
Well, hey, everybody. Someone said I should talk. I don't know who you are, but I bet you're awesome.
Hey.
Happy to be here. I don't really have much to say other than that. Go Radish.
it's Kate Kush.
Oh.
What up, Kate Kush? To all of our listeners, shout out Kate Kush, best DJ in the Burlington area.
Period. Yeah. Merritt. Are the Seven Daisies nominations still happening?
I don't know. Can I shout out Viridescent?
Yeah.
I have another shout out. Viridescent, a competitive vocal group on campus. My senior show, along with my friend Joe Hazel, is in Ira Allen next Saturday, May 3rd, at 7 p.m. So you should come, show out, listen to some good music. I'll be singing some Lizzie McAlpine. It's sure to be fun.
Yes, yes. Great shout out. Love Viridescent. Also, nominate Kate Kush or vote for Kate Kush as the best DJ on the Seven Daisies. You can actually vote for a lot of things on there. It's pretty cool. Shout out to some small businesses or whatever. Okay, so we're going to continue listening to music. Thank you, Marin. Thank you, Meg. Thank you, Viridescent. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, WREV. And this is Losing You by Flight.
Away to me, Destroy it. I want my baby to eat.
baby toothpick. I want my baby toothpick. Stare in the mirror, do my best late night show.
We just heard Baby Teeth by Haley Blaze, and ahead of that was No Reason by Big Thief. First up was Losing You by Flight. I'm a little devastated I didn't get to my last track today, but tune back in next week, 4 to 5 on Wednesday, and you'll get to find out what it is. Thanks again for listening, and yeah, I'll be back next week. We're just going to do a quick little public service announcement. In our society, it can seem impossible to slow down. However, it is crucial to unwind and create a bedtime routine that works for you. It can be difficult to maintain a sleep schedule as a college student. Living in a residence hall, studying for exams, or socializing can get in the way of a good snooze. Here are some tips and tricks to promote better sleep. Be physically active throughout the day. Lay off the caffeine after 3 p.m. Avoid technology 30 minutes before bed. Use a sleep mask to block out any unwanted light. And keep your room cool and comfortable. Good night, sleep tight, and don't let the bed bugs bite. This message has been brought to you by your sleep-loving DJs at 90.1 WREV FM Burlington, your better alternative. Stay tuned in for the next DJ, and then 6 to 8 we have Exposure as always. This week we have Girls Night coming on. So stay tuned in for that, and thank you so much for listening. Everyone, have an awesome day, and see you next week.